And we're very privileged to have on the line again the one and only Mr. Director and Producer Donald Shields, who's involved. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Robbie. Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hi, Donald. Lovely to speak to you again. We really enjoyed having you out to the studio. It's fantastic. I'll always remember it.
Oh, yeah. Memorable occasion. Thanks very much.
You left an impression. So, come here. This statue for Bill Clinton, obviously he was a President of the United States. What's the basis of the story?
So we're calling this a true Irish comedy because it actually is true. When Bill Clinton visited Ireland in 1998, he was always scheduled to play Ballybunion Golf Course because it's one of the top 10 courses in the world.
Yes.
And the locals in Ballybunion thought, well, okay, if he's coming to play the golf course, how do we put ourselves in a position to get something out of this? So they came up with this idea of creating a statue. And as it turns out, it was the first statue to Bill Clinton ever. So they went about making this happen. Now, there's still no confirmation that he was ever going to appear because it was not on his official itinerary. So in the true Kerry spirit, they went ahead with it and they managed to pull some strokes and and make it work. But funnily, just as they were about to unveil it, they realised that there was a hairdresser's behind the statue. And guess what it was called? It was called Monica's.
Oh! I was going to say blow there, and it just so around it gets called Monica's. That's bizarre.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Design down and do all that. So the play, this play is the story of all of that and how it all came about.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. There's obviously a comedy element to it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very tongue-in-cheek, if you pardon the pun, and it's all in good taste. So it's written by a guy from America, from San Jose, called Tom McHenry,
yes.
And he was formerly the Lord Mayor of San Jose. And the relevance to Tom is that when he was Lord Mayor of San Jose, he was the person who led San Jose to be twinned with Dublin.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, and San Jose is the tech capital of the world, because that is, it's basically Silicon Valley. So
yeah.
A very influential guy, and he would have been one of the people that introduced Intel into Ireland. And then in his latter life, then he turned to playwriting, and he's produced some work at home in San Jose, but he really wants to get this play on. So we've obliged him, and we have it on in the O'Reilly Theatre just off Parnell Square. We're running for this week and next week as well.
So, Donald, how did he get to be involved with you?
He knew people that I knew. His people talked to my people. No, it actually stems from City Council. So because I've done a lot of work with City Council over the years, from St. Patrick's Festival to other events that I've sat in and Music Town and helped them, advise them on that as well, they came to me and said, look, Tom's in town. We'd love you to help work with him on making this happen. And they made me an offer that I couldn't understand. They just said, look, will you help? And I said, yeah, of course I would. And he's a great guy, and it's a great story. It's a really good, fun story, and the fact that it's true is even funnier.
And come here, Don, is there a statue in Ballybunion?
Yeah,
there is.
No, that's insane. It is true. There is a statue to Bill Clinton. Put into Google Bill Clinton statue Ballybunion and wait till you see what comes up.
I've never heard
it's
of it
real.
Before.
It's a look. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Most people haven't.
Is it like the one that Joe Dolan has in Mullingar? It actually looks a bit like him. Is it bronze?
He's in full swing. And that's why Clinton came up with the line is like, if it ain't working, keep swinging till it does.
Oh my God.
He was talking about golf, I will say, you know. He's an avid golfer, but the show has nothing to do with golf. It just happens to be the golf course nearby, and then it's all the residents in the village, and you meet all them, and you get to know them, and all the things. And of course, just before they go to unveil it, a rival gang from Listowel robbed the statue, you know. So it's all this madcap, a Kerry caper, as you might say.
Listen, were you a fan of Bill Clinton yourself? Because a lot of people in Ireland were.
Yeah, look, I think Clinton had, whatever about his politics, and, you know, you can pick any politician apart, particularly after they've been and gone, but he had a certain charisma around him that was undeniable, you know? And also, he had a huge role to play in the peace process, so we do owe him a kind of a debt of gratitude. He put an awful lot of time and effort into that, but previous American presidents did not. And he didn't have to, and I think that influenced that, you know, the leader of the free world was so interested that he gave huge amounts of the time and effort to help with that process, and he put a lot of his people on it as well. You have to have some regard and respect for that alone, if nothing else for that, you know.
And of course he gave a poignant speech at Martin McGuinness's funeral too. He flew over especially for it, which I thought was very, very
significant.
Significant.
You know, so,
yeah.
the mark of the man.
I think a lot of people in Dublin got to know him because you said, you're so right, his charisma was there and he was so down to earth and he loved Ireland, he loved coming over here. We all remember the College Green situation with all the kind of, you know, the fans went out to see him, and of course he was in Belfast, but he was over here on a personal trips many a time and stayed in the Clarence Hotel, ended up in Bono's house in Dorky, and
Chelsea was over last week.
It's great that he's here. Now there's going to be many plays written about Donald Trump. And I'm not going to be quite as funny as this one.
I think they'll probably all come naturally. I think there'll be soap operas, comedies, there'll be full operas. I mean, you know, they wrote it, there's an opera about Anna Nicole, you know, the Page Three girl. There's an actual full opera done by the Royal Opera House about her. So there's hope for Donald Trump. I think he will be immortalized. Actually, here's a funny one. Somebody did in Ballybunion was they got a rubber mask of Donald Trump and they put it over the statue of Bill Clinton in Ballybunion.
Brilliant.
And there's actually a picture that on Google as well. So,
I think Bill Clinton was a little bit more trim.
Indeed he was. Yeah. And he had a kind of a natural aura of statesman around him.
Yeah.
And Trump feels more like he's there with Duke Wayne and they're going to clean up the town. And you saw him even a few months ago, he called in all the sheriffs and you were expecting, you know, expecting Indians to come down from the hills. And, you know, it's like looking at a Western. It really is. It's mad, but it's... He was voted in. We didn't vote for him. Well, the American citizens voted for him.
They did, but I kind of liked his stance at the beginning when he was saying all about the New World Order and that particular thing and about terrorism. And he changed the kind of politics slightly because a lot of people weren't really fans of Hillary Clinton. They found her corrupt. But I think now since he's been elected as president, he's no charisma. He doesn't even hold his wife's hand coming down the stairways of a plane. Obama had it all going on, and it just just does something lacking there in likability. He's no likability at all.
Yeah, I think just the way that he operates, he's what you call in America like an operator.
Yeah.
And he's a businessman ultimately.
Of course he
and
is, yes.
He's there to make money and do his stuff and you're fired and all that kind of thing.
Apprentice.
And unfortunately, when you get to be a diplomat, which, you know, if you're a president, you're a diplomat, whether you like it or not. And his diplomacy skills, of course, are lacking. And initially, as you say, you're right, Robbie, because initially when he came in, it was like, okay, this is interesting because he was kind of bashing up the media, bashing up everyone. And I think there's a sense from people in America and around the world, and it's not unlike Brexit, where people were just angry, annoyed, not being listened to, broke, and they're thinking, hang on a minute, we want change, we want something different.
Mm-hmm.
We're sick of the lies we've been told by, you know, these politicians that are in cahoots with banks, building societies, insurance companies, whatever. This guy is saying he's going to get up and kick some ass, and that's why he got in.
Absolutely, and I just think it's not as significant as it was initially when he said that. A lot of kind of talk about, going off the topic, about North Korea at the moment. What do you reckon is going to happen there?
God only knows, another soap opera. Oh my God. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I try not to think about North Korea too much because it just is scary.
It is,
you know?
Scary.
Donald, back to the show. How much is it and what times is it on at? And how do you get tickets?
So, tickets are from €25. It's an 8 o'clock start and we are on Tuesday to Saturday this week and next week. So, there's loads of parking in the area. Outside the door, there's parking inside, there's parking underneath. So, easy enough to get there. As I say, 200 yards from Parnell Square, and it's there on Google Maps as well, so easy to get in. Fun show, good sized cast, eight cast of really good, well-heeled actors, and good fun night out.
Well, listen, thank you so much again for coming on the Art Show. We know you're a great friend of the station, especially this show, and we do appreciate your time out today, and give it loads and break a leg, as the man would say to another fellow actor.
Great, great, and thanks for time, Robbie. Thanks, Rebecca. We'll see you for the Spinning Heart at the Gaiety. That'll be next one in September.
Definitely going to see you there. Thanks again, buddy. God bless.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.